Yesterday, just doing my humble lawn mowing because, well, it was overdue. With all the rain we've had, though, it starts to make the neighbourhood look scruffy. And I like having this thing about looking better than neighbours because, you know, and let's face it, it's the weed cut. I don't have any fantastic lawn at my place.
Okay.
But I just want my weeds to be gone before the guy next door or the guy up the road who were... I just noticed the other day, gets a professional in to do his lawn, doesn't do it himself, and I think they're renting something, and God, you've got money to burn, haven't you? But anyway.
But maybe they don't have a mower, so they can't afford...
Oh, for God's sake, you can get an electric one for, what, $100?
I don't know, can
or
you?
Or a cheap fly mow, or you can just... I mean, come on, you can buy a mower.
Mm.
They're not that expensive.
I don't have a mower. I need someone to come and mow my place, actually.
Oh, is that a hint now, is it?
Yes.
Well, get the girls to do it. It's something the kids should be into.
Yeah, I mowed as a kid. Anyway, actually, so what happened? So
speaking of that, my kids will not mow my lawn. Anyway, I'm out there doing the weed mow.
Yep.
And for some reason, it's spewing out grass onto the road.
Well, did you have the catcher on?
Well, it has a catcher, but also got a side bit as well where it just... For some reason, the angle I had it on, it was spewing out grass on the road.
Okay.
This motorbike dude goes by.
Mm-hmm.
He wheels around, comes back to me. He's got the helmet on, so I'm thinking, do I know this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is he my mate Joe from up the road who does ride a motorbike? Then I looked at what he was driving and I'm thinking, that's not his Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's come at me and got, and he's gesturing over and I kill the mower and I think there's something going on up the road.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a crack at me, pointing his finger in his big leather jacket, and he's a tough guy. He said, mate, do you know what you're doing? And I think, what, is he having a crack at me because, what, I'm mowing my lawn wrong or he's a naturist or something or a landscaper?
Yeah, he's judging your technique.
That's what I thought.
Your mowing technique.
So I thought, this is going to be an interesting conversation. He's having a crack at me because apparently all this grass that's spewing on the road is dangerous for motorcyclists.
Well, it would be. I would think that it would be. But anyway, so he's gone. He's had a crack at you and gone, mate, what are you doing?
He says all that grass makes it potentially slippy. My motorbike could potentially slip because it has been a bit wet as I go down the road. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? How does a bit of grass on the road affect you?
Mm.
And I never realised this, but, you know, he said, yeah, motorcyclists have, he said, I cop this a lot of the time on country roads when council do their cuttings and things like that. If there's grass that's gone on the road, it does potentially make it tough for motorcyclists coming around a bend. I never realised this before, but, I mean, I have a bone to pick with him for having a crack and doing it such a, you know, a huge way and making a big deal. But
yeah, so what did you say to him? Did you arc up immediately? Because I would have thought, I know you quite well now. We've worked together at close quarters.
Would I arc up with a guy in a helmet in big leather jackets? And
well, no, you probably you'd probably tell me that you did, but the actuality is, so come on, but it would have made you cranky because he's had a go. Well, so what did you do?
Put me off for the rest of my Sunday. Well, I had to get out with my broom and actually sweep it off the road amidst passing traffic. So it made me feel like I was told off by a school teacher.
But what did you actually say to him when he had a go at you? Did you say anything at all? Did you just go, sorry, mate?
Yes, sir. 3 bags full, sir.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with taking it on the chin because...
I wasn't going to argue with him because he was bigger than me, but also it's a safety factor and I never realised this. Maybe some of his family can confirm this. I mean, grass cuttings on a road, does it affect a motorbike? And I had a crack at him in a little way and I said, well, surely you want to slow down when you're coming through a suburban street anyway. And you're coming around a curve. He said, that's not the point. He said, a lot of motorbikes can slip as the grass go, you know, as they...
Well, it's something that you and I wouldn't have thought about that. Like, if I were mowing my yard, I wouldn't necessarily think about grass on the road because I don't ride a motorbike. So...
We've learned something, both of us.
We have learned something. By you getting chastised by Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
So anyone in the Zinc family, is this true? There's grass clippings on a road... affect a motorbike in any way? I mean, if they slow down their speed, can that also alleviate the issues or is it just something that does occur because of wet grass?
Now you're putting it out to the Zinc family to call your old mate a liar.
I wouldn't say that. I just want to know if he's got a point.